When Illinois farmers don't have corn or beans in the ground, typically the land is empty, not making money for anyone. That's where pennycress comes in. The small plant that many consider a weed could become a lucrative tool for farmers and a weapon in the fight against climate change. The USDA just pumped $10 million into a pennycress research project that involves Illinois State University. Research team member and ISU genetics professor John Sedbrook tells WGLT's Ryan Denham that pennycress can be a cover crop also used to produce biodiesel, jet fuel, and animal feed.
It got its name because of the shape of its pods. The pods are in the shape of a penny, and it grows in the spring. You'll see it. It'll be flowering, small white flowers, and it may be on the edge of a garden or on the edge of fields or areas where the soil has been disturbed. And so it's a really pretty looking plant, actually.
So why is pennycress or a version of it sort of a good fit for a cover crop? Is there something like about it that makes it good for like this climate or kind of Midwestern climate?
Yeah, so it has a number of just natural attributes that make it perfect for being a crop. So it has extreme cold tolerance, so we want to grow it as a winter cover crop, and it soaks up the nitrogen, so it keeps nitrogen from running into streams to keep streams clean.
So, John, you're a genetics professor here at Illinois State University, and you've been working on this pennycress project for a while now. What sort of genetic problems or issues exist with pennycress that you have tried to fix or solve to make it even more viable?
So we made some really just two genetic changes to make the oil and meal edible like canola. So not only can we use it for food, we can also use it for making biodiesel or jet fuel. It's really quite versatile. Another change we made was reducing the fiber content in the seed. So the meal has the same nutritional value as canola again. So adding value to it along with a breeding program to get the yields higher, where now it's economical. And that's really what makes pennycress so special. So there are other cover crops out there, but none of them farmers can make money at. So pennycress, not only does it have the environmental benefits of being a cover, it also will put money in farmers' pockets, which really is essential at this very challenging time in farming.
You know, you see something that looks like a weed out in a field and turn that into biofuel or something that can power like an airplane. Can you talk about how that oil from a single plant can be, you know, changed and then turned into something that can be burned and used as fuel?
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of these oilseed plants like, pennycress, canola, another one's carinata that's being developed in the southwest, camelina, probably you haven't heard of that, that's being developed for the northwest part of the United States. They all naturally have oils that are really simple to convert to biodiesel. You can actually do it in your own house industrially, it's not that easy or not that hard to do. So the point being is if we can get or when we get pennycress to grow consistently with the yields at 1,500 pounds per acre, it will be able to make money at it across the entire value stream. Mm-hmm. And the technology is already there to be generating diesel and jet fuel. And the technology is fairly mature, and they have new techniques also for doing jet fuel conversion. So really, it's that saying, build it and they'll come. There are people just waiting for us to be producing this oil, and they're ready to process it.
If you're trying to sort of domesticate pennycress, turn it into something that we can use as fuel or what have you, our listeners, again, may be familiar with that term, domestication, like domesticating dogs or something. So how the heck do you domesticate a weed or a plant like this?
Yeah, so that's a great question. What actually is domestication? And I guess the first thing to say is domestication happens naturally. And in the past, it took thousands of years, right, for a caveman to wait for the right genetic change to come along. And, you know, for wheat, there's a handful of changes, or corn, actually, there are six changes they've identified that changed the weed teosinte to corn, what we know as corn. And this happens naturally, but it takes hundreds to thousands of years. Here now, with the genetic techniques we have, thanks to public investment as well as corporate investment, we can make these changes very rapidly. You know, it's amazing. Within 6 years, we've been able to make a handful of changes to change a weed, which, you know, does what it wants to do, into doing what's best for humans in terms of producing food and feed and fuel that's beneficial.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Illinois State University professor John Sedbrook, who's part of a team working to turn what many consider to be a weed, pennycress, into a crop that can be used to produce biodiesel, jet fuel, and animal feed. So, John, to make this work, pennycress would be used as a cover crop. When farmers don't have, say, corn or soybeans in the ground, cover crops can sort of come into play. So for our listeners who didn't grow up on a farm or may not know much about agriculture, what is a cover crop exactly?
No, that's a great question. So probably a lot of people have driven through the countryside on I-55 or 74, and in the fall through spring, you'll see there's nothing in the fields. The fields are just sitting empty after you harvest corn or soybeans before you put in the next crop in the spring. And so cover crops are grown during that period of time. And you'll see now there's a growing interest in use of cover crops, but really there's a lot of work and growth yet to do because there hasn't been money-making opportunities. There's environmental value, which is hard to put a dollar value on it, but with pennycress, you get the economic benefit as well. So essentially, a cover crop is a plant that grows in the off-season that provides soil health benefits and environmental benefits, such as a habitat for insects, for bees, for example. In the spring, pennycress flowers, there's nectar that the bees can be eating, and that's a really important time of the year for bees when they're just coming out of hibernation and they don't have much to eat at that time.